State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. This time next week, most college students will be wrapping up their final exams and getting ready for winter break. They'll pack up their bags and head home for the holidays. It's probably safe to assume that a lot of people don't start planning for the holidays until November. But Joy Rentscher isn't like most people. She works at Eastern Michigan University, and she starts talking about the holidays with her students as soon as they arrive on campus in the fall.
Honestly, you can see the terror in their eyes when I bring it up. I just ask, have you thought about what you do for Christmas? And they're like, wait. And you could just see the confusion in their face, and they think, no, I haven't. Do I have to leave campus? Because they just never really thought about that.
See, Joy Rentscher heads up an EMU program for students on campus who've experienced foster care or homelessness, or often both. It's called the Magic Program, and she has about 20 students on her roster. It's her job to help each one of them come up with a plan for where they're going to go and what they're going to eat when campus is closed for about 2 weeks during winter break.
I got ramen noodles, chips in here, a bunch of other junk, granola bars.
Rentscher has a filing cabinet near her office that she fills with snacks and stuff
corn.
You can pop in the microwave. She admits it's not the healthiest stuff, but hey, it's something. EMU keeps a few residence halls open during the break, but the cafeterias are closed, so students are on their own for food if they stay on campus. Trudy Greer is a sophomore at EMU, and she'll likely spend part of the holiday in her residence dorm.
People ask me, like, where's home? And I just say, this is my home. Like, wherever I am, that's where my home is. Like, home is where the heart is, and right now my heart is at EMU, so that's my home.
Trudy Greer is 22 years old. She's been in and out of foster care, and she considers herself homeless. Greer says she always feels like she has to hustle for everything in her life, clothes, food, money. And the holidays are a stark reminder to her of just how alone she often feels.
Last break, like last year, I was at my old foster home, and I stayed there. And it's always welcoming, but it's never like my home. But other than that, it's nothing looking forward to.
It's supposed to be a joyful time, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but I haven't had a joyful Christmas in years.
Greer will probably spend a few days over the holiday at her old foster home, a few days with her godmother, whom she still keeps in touch with, and a few days alone in her residence hall.
For most of these students, the holidays are not a happy time. It doesn't remind them of good things with their family. So it really exacerbates their personal struggles and at the same time is a direct barrier to their academic success.
Barbara Duffield is policy director for the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth. Believe it or not, Trudy Greer is one of the lucky college students since EMU provides her with free housing over the winter break. In fact, many Michigan colleges and universities have some kind of housing plan in place for students who have no other place to go. But that is not the norm nationwide. Duffield says it should be.
It's not reasonable to expect students from the most disadvantaged backgrounds to get through college without that kind of support. It really does need to be part of the support that's provided because otherwise there's just a tremendous chance of dropping out.
And if they drop out and don't earn a college degree, their chances of getting off the street and climbing out of poverty will be that much harder. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.